podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So Emily is buying a new home, and she's going to be moving in about a month. But we wanted to talk about that and turn this into audience participation time because of the stories. Now, we're not going to obviously say the name of the street that she's moving onto, but it's a cool street name.
Right. I can say one word. It's an animal. I live on an animal, and it's tiger.
Oh, I was hoping it was platypus.
No.
Oh,
man.
Platypus drive.
So I told her, I said, if you, during this whole process of house hunting, did you ever come across a street name that you said, no matter how good the house is, I won't be buying it because of the street name? Because I can raise my hand. I don't know how many of our listeners are in this camp. I hope there are plenty. That when I remember in the mid-90s, I was looking all over the metro area. I mean, everywhere. And there were these new houses that were being built down in the ranch.
Okay.
Down in Highlands Ranch. I thought, all right, I'll take a look. I went down there, and I saw the floor plan of the house first. And I was like, oh, it's a nice layout. I like that. Was going to go see it, and then the realtor sent the actual address, and it was on a street in Highlands Ranch called Snow Bunting.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, right. Little Bun Bun.
Dom Snow Bunting.
Now, for everyone who's listening to this show who lives on Snow Bunting.
We're sorry.
No offense. It's probably perfect for you, and it was a wonderful home. The good news for you is that I didn't look at it, so it probably became available for you, and now you've got a great place.
Yeah, girly man.
But I told myself.
You can't write that on Christmas cards.
Exactly. I thought, I am not going to write Snow Bunting on my return address.
I think of it like a little rabbit hopping by.
Me too. I think that we can't be alone because I saw dozens and dozens of houses over the last month, and it really is, before you even see the house, you see the address, and it is like curb appeal.
You judge it.
Yeah, because Jeremy and I were talking about a house just this morning that one thing really, I mean, gorgeous, incredible views, you know, a great kitchen,
but
it's on like xenophobe.
Yeah, we begin with an X.
Who lives on a street with an X?
There's Zenobia.
Oh.
Right? No. Nope.
And then there's a few others that's...
No, this is like xenophobe, like you're afraid of Xenos, you know?
Right, yeah.
What the heck is that?
I couldn't even spell it.
I know. We're probably not even pronouncing it right. We're idiots. Mm-hmm.
The greatest one that I've ever seen was up by us in Littleton. There's a street up on Chatfield-ish area, Chatfield and Kipling, but it's Spread Eagle Drive.
No, it is not.
Spread Eagle Drive.
Seriously?
And I will tell you that they have had to bolt that street sign down with special bolts because the kids
steal it.
How great. That's a great college sign to put over your bed in your dorm. Spread Eagle Drive.
How do you think people on Jackass Hill feel?
Yes.
Surprised
that Jackass
road
Hill
sign is still up.
But you got to admit, that one would have some cachet. That would be pretty cool.
Right.
If your address was on Jackass.
Right. Yeah. Well, we're just
well,
taking a left
you,
on Jackass.
Maybe, right.
Yes.
But
I mean, it would
Spread
be kind
Eagle
of fun.
Drive.
But you don't want to say you live on Spread Eagle.
No, you don't.
The ladies don't. Thanks. But shizzle.
Here's Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl. Hey, speak up for us loud and clear. What do you got?
We live in Bailey, and we live on Random Road.
Hey,
Random
Road. Just turn on to some random road.
Right. which
just
one?
Any old random road. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's kind of fun. I think I would like that one. My other thing was I always wanted a house with one digit in the address.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
I always wanted to. And during that time when I was looking and I found one on Snow Bunting, there was another one down there at the ranch where its address was literally the number one.
One.
It was one something. I was like, oh my God, that would be the greatest address of all time. But I didn't care for the house.
How many numbers are in your address, Cheryl?
Three. It's just 125.
Oh, see? I love... Three's a good number,
It's nice. Cheryl, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for listening out in Bailey. Here's John. Hello, John.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing well. So what's the road?
Oh, well, we had Pacemaker.
Pacemaker?
Is it Pacemaker Road?
Pacemaker Avenue.
Pacemaker Avenue.
Uh-huh. It does not
that was in Connecticut.
That's pretty good.
Where would they come up with that name?
I don't know.
I don't know. Right, but everybody was having heart problems, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's right next to Catheter Drive, I think.
John, exactly.
Thanks for calling. Have a fun day.
Not a problem. You have a great one.
Palpitations Court.
Right. It's like one of those retirement communities. You know, you got to be 60 to move in.
Break a hip lane.
Osteoporosis Avenue.
Right.
Here's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning.
So what's the road?
When I was in high school, my father bought a house on Gay Way.
Gay Way.
This house is super.
Everybody had fun on that. I never had
any of my friends over.
Right. You have to give the address.
Doggone it.
Especially
all.
High school kids, man. I know.
You're funny. Michelle,
it was awful.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You know, gay also means happy.
It means fun. We'll have a gay old time.
Like in the Christmas songs.
That's what the song says. Here's Bonnie. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning.
All right, what's your story?
My story is that I grew up in a northern suburb of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
And I used to have to give directions to my friends to off of I-75 to exit 69 Big Beaver Road.
No, you didn't.
You're telling me that exit 69 is Big Beaver Road?
I sure am.
Well, you win, ma'am. You win.
Yeah, I don't know if we can take any more calls.
That's pretty darn funny.
It is.
Those home builders were giggling when they made those streets, weren't they?
That's fantastic. Thanks, Bonnie.
You're welcome.
That sort of made my day. Here's Molly. Hello, Molly.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going to be tough for everybody to beat Big Beaver Road, but what do you have?
I used to live at the end of Nevermind.
Oh.
That was the name of the street?
That was the name of the street. So when I told people how to get to my house, I just said, oh, you just turn and I'm at the end of Nevermind.
It'd be great if it was a dead-end road, too.
Right. Wait, finish.
Fantastic.
Finish the end.
Never mind.
Molly, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Here's Katrina. Hello, Katrina.
Good morning.
All right, let's hear it.
I live in a subdevelopment that apparently everyone was smoking too much marijuana because all the roads are way of something, and it's way of joy and way of peace. And way of goodness.
Oh, God. Wait a minute, you currently live in this subdivision?
Yes.
Where is this? I haven't even heard of this in the Denver area.
It's not in the Denver area. It's out east.
Tell us where. We want to know where.
Deerfield.
Way of Deerfield.
The way of hope and joy.
Is there any way of anger or anything?
I know. You can't live up to the standards of your neighborhood.
Uh-uh. Is there a way of pretentious?
There is not, but I didn't choose to use the street address. I still have a post box.
The shame.
But which one are you on? I've got to know.
Goodness.
You're on the way of goodness. You're adorable.
Only Monday through Friday.
Katrina, be careful today, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Bye. Time for one more. Hello, Alex.
Hi.
All right, go ahead. Impress us with the street name.
The street name was Kilkenny.
Kilkenny.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it was in Chicago, and it's kind of a South Park reference.
It totally is. That's funny.
Was it one word like Irish, like, oh, it's a Kilkenny?
Kilkenny?
Or Kill.
Yeah, it was
Kenny.
One word. It was crazy, but it was definitely Kilkenny. I don't know. It was just a short street in front of a Walmart.
Pretty good.
Alex, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. These are great. Growing up, one of my good friends, well, Jeremy's heard me talk about Jeff Boykin before, the one who used to get in trouble all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Boykin lived at number 8 Trafalgar Square.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds classy.
That sounds like something out of Harry Potter.
Yeah. Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that. He's like, number 8 Trafalgar Square. Is like, I've got to have me a house with one digit in the address. A friend of mine heard that we were talking about this morning and said that their weird thing wasn't street name, but numbers. You know, when a house comes up on the market, it has what's known as an MLS number.
Yep.
Yes.
It's multiple listing service number. It's how realtors find houses. They just put in this code. And this house they were looking at, they were going to go out and look at a bunch of houses. And one of them, the MLS number was, I guess, 5 digits long or something. Or the first 5 digits was her first 5 digits of her social security number.
Oh,
Oh, wow. It's like meant to be, right?
So she said, we had to go look at it. And they bought it. They live in it today.
No way. No kidding.
I was like, well, that's pretty cool, what a actually. Fluke. That's pretty weird.
I've seen a lot of those house hunter shows where people, it'll be their dream house. It'll have every little specific thing on their wish list. But because of the address and the numerology, so say it's 12345 Smith's Road, when you add up 12345, if it comes out to like a 3 or a 9, they won't live there.
Or if it has three sixes in it.
So, I was going to say, could you live in a house that was like 666 something?
Well, you know, Lucifer Lane wasn't a very nice part of town anyway.
Beelzebub Park.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.